you're gonna be right. Are you gonna just try and have a go at every football league?
I'm gonna wing it, basically.
Okay.
Hi, this is Ed speaking. I hope none of you are old enough to remember me playing, but you're listening to the 72 show. I hope you enjoy it. Very enjoyable program, very informative.
Hello and welcome to the 72 show. I'm your host, Anthony Kendrick, and joining me, we've got Nick Davey.
Good evening.
And making his debut on the show, we've got Richard Hero Hudson.
Hello.
Good evening.
Looking forward to the show, Rich.
Good morning if you're listening to it in the morning.
You're looking forward to this show, Rich?
I am.
I'm sure.
With my extensive knowledge of the Football League.
Me and Nick are looking forward to it too. So I guess the big news we've got to start with is the Football League fixtures were announced. The opening fixtures include Newcastle, Fulham's probably the biggest game, as well as Nottingham Forest v Burton Albion. Anything in the fixtures catch either of your eye?
Derby versus Brighton. Tough start for us. Obviously, I think Derby will again be strong, especially with Nigel Pearson in charge. So happy to get that one out of the way early.
I guess
I think Blackburn Norwich would be a good one, first game of the season.
Yeah, but there's a big trip for Carlisle fans who've got to go all the way to Portsmouth on the opening day. That should be a good trip for them.
Yeah, everywhere's pretty. Anywhere down south, I was going to be wrong for Carlisle, but yeah. Again, I think they'll probably be happy to at least go to Portsmouth on a sunny Saturday. Might be better than going there in like a gloomy December or no January.
The other interesting thing I noted was Rochdale versus Peterborough is on the opening day, and that's the third season in a row that game has fell on the opening day of the season. So, I don't know, maybe it's fixed, maybe it's just fate.
I thought one of the bigger ones for sort of as a rivalry is Forest versus Burton Albion.
Yeah, definitely. As a local game, it should be a great game to...
Good stuff.
And as well with Nigel Clough.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
I think with the fixtures, though, it's a difficult thing for us to try and analyse, because I guess it depends, as a listener, who you support, which fixtures you're most looking forward to. Like, you know, like I could say MK Dons v Wimbledon. It's obviously a massive game, which is on the 10th of December. Portsmouth Blackpool, 27th of September. But I think it's just a case of whoever you support looking at your team's fixtures. We'll move on. Aston Villa, there's quite a bit to talk about with them. Roberto Di Matteo's come in as the manager. What do we think of that?
Good appointment. So it was obviously talked about for quite a while. I think he knows the lower leagues with obviously with MK Dons and West Brom. He did a fantastic job with both clubs, obviously. He's done it right at the top while we're in the biggest competition in club football, the Champions League. So, as I said, I think it ticks all the boxes. I think he'll find a good bit of talent abroad, but also mainly what Villa do need is obviously players who know the Football League well, which they've already made a start by bringing in Tommy Elphick from Bournemouth, which is a good signing.
Great signing for them, isn't it?
I think he's a great guy to bring in. You know, if you think of the calibre of managers that they could possibly have brought in, he's got to be up there as pretty much the highest that they could have gone for. Because I know they were keen on Moyes, weren't they, for a period, and he sort of turned them down.
Yeah.
I don't think you can get higher than somebody that's won the Champions League as a manager.
No, you can't. I think he's a great appointment. He said he's going to be strict, which I guess he's going to have to be. He's got players like Grealish and Agbonlahor who've both got in trouble in the past with other managers. So, yeah, I guess there needs to be some authority in that dressing room.
I would be looking to get rid of them sort of players straight out of the club. I don't think they're of any benefit at all in the dressing room.
Yeah, they've got a lot of those players they need to get rid of, and be difficult though. It's not obviously they won't go. I mean, Villa will hopefully try and lose them on cheap, but who's actually going to want to buy them?
Yeah, that's true. The wage bill for those to get them off the wage is going to be a struggle. I think I can imagine it'll be one of them where they're still paying half the wage to get even ship them out
on loan. Yeah.
With someone like Grealish, though, he's got some potential. I think I know he has gone a bit. He went a bit off the rails, but I still think he's got the potential to be something. Or do you guys disagree?
Well, Di Matteo doesn't really strike me as a manager who will tolerate that. So
yeah.
I think if he can't sort of sort them out, then you're sort of going down the Ravel Morrison route that no one really can.
First thing I'd be saying to Grealish is sort out your bloody shin pads.
Yeah.
He's not 10.
Someone who might be good in the dressing room for Villa, Stylian Petrov, he's in training with the club. He's going to participate in the pre-season tour before making a decision on his future. He's 36 years old, but he's obviously come back from leukemia. So I guess he's probably a great guy to have around the club.
Well, as I say, it'd be fantastic for football, fantastic for Villa. I mean, over the year they've had it, it's been it's not been a place where anyone really wants to enjoy at all. However, relegation. I mean, they put that to bed. I mean, they've got a good manager in now. I mean, this is he's a very popular player, Petrov. Mm-hmm. I think this can really put a few more smiles on Villa fans' faces. Even if he doesn't play every game, which I think a 36-year-old struggle to do, but even say something around the Cheshire and being a moving a player coach or something, and that just getting him back involved really, and I think it'll only be good news really.
Yeah, I think it's a happy story. It's nice.
Yeah, exactly. I think as I say, Villa fan, any Villa fans gonna moan at that. I think it'll just put a smile on most of their faces.
We'll move on to Reading. Jaap Stam has been confirmed as the new manager who's replaced the sack McDermott. I guess he's going to bring some authority at Reading.
Well, I feel a bit sorry for McDermott. I don't really know what he did wrong. And he took over when Reading were mid-table and they ended mid-table. Going into a new season, he's won the league with them before. It just seemed a bit odd what they were expecting last season. Although they expected to get in the playoffs or something. But I thought he would have had a pre-season to get them organised for next season, but they've obviously made this decision, and it'll go one or two ways, really, won't it? I mean, it could be a fantastic appointment like we've seen over the Middlesbrough, Karanka, Brighton with Garcia, but then also in that token, it could be a disaster, a bit like Brighton with Hippier. Mm. So it's one of those ones where if it works out well, then the chairman's genius. If it works out well, it's what on earth are you doing?
Will it be tough?
With Stan, though, do we know that he's... Because, obviously, on the pitch, he was hard as nails. He looks hard as nails. But is he like that personality-wise in the dressing room?
Well, I don't know. This is the question, I suppose. This is what I was going to come on to you and ask you what you thought of him as a manager. Because, he's a bit of an unknown quantity. It's his first managerial job.
Yeah, because obviously he would have gone through all the training and the badges and stuff. But... he'd been at Ajax for a while, hadn't he, as a defensive trainer. That for 3 years he was there. So, yeah, that's a good setup to have. Anybody that comes through Ajax usually has a decent football brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good blood in for him, certainly.
I guess Reading will presumably be targeting the playoffs like half the teams in the Championship then.
That's lucky for the Championship, though, isn't it? You could pick, six from ten.
Yeah.
It's hard to pick a favourite, I think, this year.
Just some other news I want to mention about Reading. Their academy manager, Eamon Dolan, has died following a battle with cancer, which has been going on the last year and a half. Just want to say wish his family well and very sad news. We'll move on to Northampton, who brought in Rob Page, the former Port Vale boss, with Chris Wilder obviously leaving the club. Good appointment?
Yeah, but I'm actually quite surprised they managed to pull that off, really. I mean, they've done well on getting promoted to League One underwater. But, it's still Port Vale didn't exactly have a bad season last year. Probably roughly the same sort of club, so it sort of seems to me a bit of a sideways move. But money could be a factor, but there could be some better promises at Northampton. We're still at them.
The thing with Northampton, though, with Chris Wilder leaving, and they obviously overachieved, will they?
I'm completely blank. Where did he go again?
Chris Wilder, Sheffield Wednesday.
That was it. Yeah, Sheffield Wednesday. Night, yeah. Oh, sorry, my bad. We haven't done this for a few weeks. So.
No.
I got a bit rusty. Yeah, no. I think maybe the benefit of Northampton were last season could have been a factor, but say Port Vale were bad. But it just seems a bit of a sideways move. But you know,
about themselves though, they're up for sale, aren't they? And they've only managed to get 10 players on contract at the moment.
I was going to come on to Port Vale. Yeah, they've got 10 players. Their captain, Carl Duckinson's leaving. And, yeah, there's only 10 players under contract at the moment, and they've brought in Bruno Ribeiro as the boss, so it could be troubling times.
Yeah, so the manager, so he's probably thought going to Northampton is probably a bit more of a safe option. But Port Vale, though, the manager that's come in, Ribeiro, or how you pronounce it, he's meant to be decent friends with Mourinho, isn't he?
He's worked all over Europe as well. He's worked in Portugal. He was at Ludo Goretz, who we've seen in the qualifying rounds of the Champions League recently.
How pulled that off then?
I think he used to play in English football. He played for Leeds for a bit and a few other clubs. He's just sort of a bit of a journeyman.
But he's hoping to bring in a few of the sort of like the younger United lads in on loan. To fill the numbers out through his friendship with Mourinho, he said.
Do you think the under-21 players would learn anything at Port Vale, or would they be better off staying at United and getting presumably loads of chances under Mourinho?
Well, yeah, they're going to be getting loads under Mourinho, aren't they, United?
Depends how young you are. If you're someone like Wilson, you'd be a bit annoyed getting loaned out to Port Vale. However, if you're in the youth team, really, 18, 17, 18, 19, then yeah, it'll probably be a good move out.
Yeah.
I think the lower leagues a few years ago were perhaps sneered upon. But I think the players nowadays are looking at the likes of sort of Chris Smalling, Jamie Vardy, Dele Alli, and thinking, actually, I can go there, play a full season, and get in the spotlight now.
Mm-hmm. Just sticking with the under-21 side, there's a trial this season of the Premier League's under-21 sides playing the Johnston's Paint Trophy. That's a pretty controversial issue. What do we think about that?
Oh, I think it's terrible. I can kind of see why they've done it, but it's sort of sticking two fingers up to your to the supporters across the country, and it's a real chance for lower league clubs to enjoy their day out at Wembley.
How many clubs had to veto it for it to not be approved? Five have come out and said that they voted against it.
I know some clubs are unhappy. They're saying it's devaluing the competition, but I know it's been passed for next year as a trial. So it's happening whether all the clubs like it or not.
Yeah, Portsmouth, Accrington, Stanley, Wimbledon, Hartlepool, and Luton voted against it.
Strange, really. There should be. I thought more clubs would have voted against it, but I think
the others may have done, but they've released statements to say they did.
It could work for just for young talent and everything, but I still think it's just a disrespect to the supporters of football clubs. So they have to go to a sort of half empty. I think it also demoralises the competition. Really, who wants to take it seriously, really?
Is the Johnston's Paint Trophy taken seriously anyway at the moment?
Well, yes. I mean, you can argue that, but I mean, when you get near the latter end of the competition, again, it's good, but don't forget, like, these lower league clubs, they've got to beat youngsters at some point. So it's a good idea for them, but if they're going to play against sort of Premier League youngsters, then you're probably going to need to play in your full strength, so it's difficult, really.
I guess this could be a good opportunity to see how strong, because there's a lot of people who suggest that the Premier League under 21s. Good enough to say compete at championship level and are good sides. I guess this is quite a good opportunity to see how good they actually are. But yeah, we'll move on from that. And just finally, I want to talk about the English Football League Cup, or the League Cup as it was formerly known, Capital One Cup, Carling Cup, Worthington Cup, whatever you want to call it.
Milk Cup. Coca-Cola Cup.
Other fizzy drinks are available.
I remember it at the Bungalows Cup.
Was it that once?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Carling Cup always sounds the best.
You see, this is why we brought you on, because of your experience and of life experience to know these things.
That's a kind way of saying old.
Older, yeah.
I only remember it as the Worthington and the Carling Cup, and now the Capital Cup. I think it's better when it's named after a beer.
Yeah. Anyway, it's the English Football League club cup now. All the teams are in it at the moment, apart from Newcastle.
Why, it doesn't have a sponsor, does it?
It's just called the English Football League Cup. EFL Cup.
That's a stupid name.
The first ties are on the 8th of August. Newcastle and Norwich aren't involved. They enter in the second round because they finished the highest in the football pyramid. I guess there's two. Well, I had a look through the sides. There's two which really stood out to me. Blackpool versus Bolton and Luton at home to Villa.
Yeah, Villa won't like that. We get a good atmosphere on a week night. Obviously, it's a tough place to go for them, the Kenilworth Road. At this stage of the competition, I don't think anyone really gives a rat's ass, to be honest with you, to put it bluntly. it's one of those ones where you win a few and then you start start raising your eyebrows a bit and start thinking, well, hang on, we've got a good chance of winning some silverware here. But I think especially for the first rounds, I think even Championship clubs, even some League One clubs, probably give the youngsters a go, really.
Do you think they start too early, the League Cup fixtures? It's sort of like the first week, like the midweek of the first week of the season, usually, isn't it?
Yeah, a couple of years ago they started before the season even started.
And like, you're really concentrating, clearly, like, on making sure you've got a good league starting. And then you suddenly, like, interrupted middle of the first week with this cup game that can sort of knock you out to kilter and perhaps give you a couple of injuries to the league game.
The third round's all done by mid-September, so...
I mean, does it all have to be done because of the FA Cup starting, you know?
What it is, yeah.
Then is there too many... Well, this is an argument, I guess, you could make with the Johnson's Paint Trophy, with this, with the FA Cup. Are there too many, you know, are there too many cup competitions altogether, or...
I presume, though, that... Yeah, there's the week when there's the because there's always like a week of internationals around September.
Yeah,
couldn't they fit them more around those weeks?
Well, there's quite a few. You'd be surprised how many players in the Football League play in internationals. They often play. They don't usually play Championship games during international weeks, but they do play League One and Two often.
Yeah,
I think a team's got to be able to prove it's being affected by the international break. Have so many players called up in order, and then the game's postponed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it wouldn't be as simple as just playing the cup games on an international break.
I think, that's a good idea.
What is?
Playing them on the international break, I think it's a good idea.
Okay. What, and if you're affected by international players being called up, just tough?
Yeah, you have to play youngsters.
You look at sports like cricket and rugby, and they just have to deal with it.
Exactly, yeah, they play youngsters.
Your England team could be gone for 6 weeks over to Australia, and
especially if it's difficult with cricket clubs as well, because if they're they've really got to so they lose their star players, and then they've got to, it's hard to really get a team together, especially with some of the bigger counties get raided of the club, but even the little ones when they lose their best players and then it's all that's spine of the team.
We'll move on to the quiz, this week's quiz, and we'll bring in Shane Lees.
Hello.
Okay, it's a pretty simple quiz, and it's a straight knockout. So there's many right answers, and if you get one wrong, you're knocked out. The last man standing is the winner.
I'll be the rusher of this group then.
Shane will be as famous as Ukraine. Suck yourself.
Right, I'm not going to tell you how many correct answers there are, because that's going to be a tie-break question, should it be a draw. But there's enough. You won't get them all. So I want you to name any player who played in last season's Football League who is at the Euros. They don't have to have played a game at the Euros, just be a part of any squad.
Yeah.
But playing...
Do you mean the Championship League 1 and League 2?
Yeah, correct. And that doesn't count teams like Newcastle with Sissoko and that. They have to have played in the Football League last season. Any players on loan who joined a Football League club on loan and played, they count. And they have to have been called up to any of the Euro squads for Euro 2016. So it should be a good mix of Football League and Euros. Everyone understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sure. Shane, as you're our guest joining late, you can give the first answer.
Well, great. Well,
Will Grigg, he is on fire.
Will Grigg's on fire. Your defence is terrifying because Will Grigg's on fire.
Yep. We'll move on to you, Nick. Nick?
Hello?
Yeah, it's your...
I'll go for Ollie Norwood.
Yes, of Reading. Rich?
I've got my sticker book.
It's a good Johnson thing. Robson Kanu.
Yes, Hal Robson Kanu of Reading.
Shouldn't count, he's out of contract.
No, he played a game in the Football League last season. But yeah, he is out of contract, that is correct. Over to you, Shane.
Clubs can sign him if they want to.
This is basically just like naming the Northern Ireland squad. Stuart Dallas?
Well, he's Wales, Robson Kanu.
He is.
But well, I was just thinking of Northern Ireland players.
Stuart Dallas, yes, played for Leeds last season. Nick?
Jerry Skalak.
Yes, good shout. Brighton player, plays for Czech Republic.
Skalak.
Rich?
That really good goalkeeper for Republic of Ireland. Was it Republic of Ireland or Northern Ireland? Well, the Republic of Ireland one's Westwood, I know that.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Kieran Westwood, yes. Sheffield Wednesday goalkeeper.
I'm going to go with Corey Evans.
Yeah, plays for Blackburn Rovers.
Hey, I'm pretty stuck now.
There's some big names on here.
Jeff Hendrick.
Yeah, plays for Republic of Ireland and Derby County. Nearly scored for against Italy.
Yeah, it's a good goal.
Well,
I'll go one who was... he didn't. I don't know now. Where's Aaron Hughes nowadays?
Aaron Hughes.
He was released by Brighton a few years ago.
Oh, was he?
He's not on my list.
Oh, well, I'm out. There we go.
I know one.
I can think of one. Jamie Ward.
Do you think we should allow that, or...?
No, he's just changed his answer after he was wrong.
I asked a question, and then somebody else answered it.
As the adjudicator, I am going to let Richard off on this one. Jamie Ward, yes.
In here, our best friends, aren't we? So I'm going to let him.
I asked a question of where is Aaron
Hughes.
Hang on,
All right. Here's a compromise. If you can name the club Jamie Ward plays for, you can have him. There's a compromise.
I always used to pick him on Football Manager when I was playing as Mac Town about 4 years ago because I could pick him up cheap. I think he's at Forest.
Yes, he is, so we'll accept that as an answer.
Good Google search there. I love the way you spill the time out for it to load you up.
No, he was really good for the Macdown. He used to get me like about 30 goals a season.
Wow.
Over to you, Shane.
Shit. Lee Hodgson?
Yeah, plays for MK Dons and Northern
Ireland.
He
was at Sheffield United then. There you go.
You already have the page up to see.
I've just found it.
Nick, over to you.
Richard Keogh.
Yes. Also, we saw him play against Italy.
I'll bow out now.
Sure you can't think of anyone else? No.
No, that's it for me. Let them, the big boys, play.
All right. Face off between Shane and Nick then.
Oh, good. That's going to be fun.
Over to you, Shane.
I'm currently just like trying to go through Northern Ireland players in my head. Connor Washington?
Yeah, QPR striker. Yeah. He moved to them in January.
Yeah, you fucker. Stephen Ward.
Yeah, yep. Burnley defender. Also plays for Ireland.
Sam Vokes.
Yeah, Burnley striker.
Yeah.
Plays for Wales.
He's in the Premier League. Who's that bald player? Stephen Quinn.
Yes. Over to you, Shane.
See, I've got one in my head, but I don't know if he was on loan last season, does that count?
If he played a game for a club in the Football League,
okay,
whether it's on loan or permanently.
That's a really risky... Jazz Richards.
Oh, I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's the Wales right back.
Yeah,
he played for Fulham last season.
Yeah, good.
I've just got another one in my head.
Okay, let's hear it.
Daryl Murphy.
Yeah, Ipswich.
Um, I don't remember his first name, but I know he plays, I'm pretty certain he plays for Derby, Christie.
Yeah, Cyrus Christie.
There we go.
Yeah.
I wanted to say Chris Christie. Who's Chris Christie?
Christie. No, I don't know.
Cyrus Christie. Yeah, there we go.
There we go, yeah. Cyrus Christie, Derby County player.
Oh, think. I'm feeling close to running out of here. No, he wasn't there. God. I'm thinking, this is not my answer, but I'm thinking, did Raz Van Rat play in the...
That guy's a Football Manager legend.
You know what, I'm close to... No, I can't drop out of that, there must be someone else. I can't think. Johnny Williams. He was on loan at MK Dons. You said that counts, right?
Yeah, Johnny Williams is correct.
Have we done Jeff Hendrick?
That's been said, yeah. Yeah, that's been said.
Shit.
Talked about how he nearly scored against Italy.
David Myler.
Oh,
guy.
David Myler played for Hull. It's getting tense here.
Literally just name Irish players. Irish and Welsh.
We're running out of players.
Dave Edwards.
Yes, Wolverhampton Wanderers.
David Coryell.
Yep.
I'm just thinking of the whole of Wales squad. I'm going to say one, but I don't think he went. I don't think he went to the squad. David... Simon Church?
Yeah, he did go.
I want to say the one that you were about to say, David Vaughan.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, he plays for Forest. He definitely plays for Forest, David Vaughan.
He plays for Forest, but I don't think he went.
He's definitely there.
What is Shane, is David Vaughan your answer? Or?
Yeah, David Vaughan.
Yeah, that's correct. He played for Forest, and he is in the squad.
Are you cock?
Sorry, I weren't sure if you were giving that as an answer or just...
Sorry, I was calling Shane.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
I'm not angry with you, I'm afraid. I'm sort of missing like a really obvious... I know Gabor Kirani played for... This is not my answer. I know Gabor Kirani played for like Fulham, but I don't know whether he was there last season. I know he was definitely the season before, but was he there last season? That's the question.
Does...
Just when you think you have all the answers, I change the question. Right, let's look at Northern Ireland again. Did Carl Lafferty go out on loan to a championship club? I don't think he did he?
I've got one.
No, you've... it's really tough, isn't it? I've just thought of another Czech Republic player. Daniel Poodle.
Yes. Sheffield Wednesday.
Yes. Because I remember him and Skalak cried at each other and hugged each other. I didn't forget.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm not certain about mine now. Luke McCulloch.
Yeah, the Doncaster Rovers. Yeah. He did go with Northern Ireland.
Did they League One in it? Or were
they? Were. Bloody hell, there's a League Two player in the last 16 of the year. Fuck me.
How have Northern Ireland done so well?
Alright, I'm going to go for another risky one. I know he plays for them, but whether he got called up to the Euro squad. Vidra.
Who?
Vidra off Reading.
Unfortunately, he didn't make the squad, so Shane has won. Congratulations,
yes,
Shane.
I know the championship better than Nick.
Or do you know the Euros better than Nick?
I know the Northern Ireland squad quite well. I was going to go for Chris Baird next. I don't think we
Chris Baird played. I'll go through the list.
He went on loan,
but yeah, he's a Derby player. I'll go through the list. Quite a few Northern Irish players. We've got Chris Baird, Roy Carroll, who you didn't get, Stuart Dallas, Corey Evans, Shane Ferguson.
Roy Carroll? No, of Notts County.
Yeah, he made the squad. Corey Evans, Shane Ferguson, Will Gregg, who you said, Carl Hodgson, Carl Lafferty, Luke McCullough, Conor McLaughlin, Oliver Norwood, Jamie Ward, Connor Washington. For Republic of Ireland, you've got Cyrus Christie, Jeff Hendrick, Richard Keogh, all of Derby, Shane Duffy, Aidan McGeady, who you missed. Kieran Westwood, David Mailer, Daryl Murphy, Stephen Quinn, Stephen Ward.
So many stupid ones I've missed.
For Wales, you've got Simon Church, David Cotterill, David Edwards, Chris Gunter, Hal Robson-Carney, Jazz Richards, George Williams, David Vaughan, Sam Vokes. Czech Republic have two representatives, Daniel Pudo and Jiri Skalak. There's two Iceland players, Johan Berg Gudmundsson and Aaron Gunnarsson of Cardiff City.
Yeah, I've just thought of Gunnarsson.
And there's one final one who I was amazed nobody said, Tom Heaton of Burnley, who made the England squad.
I was thinking about the England squad. I was like, no one surely made that team. But of course, I was thinking keeper as well. I was going to say, for some reason, I was going to say Jordan Pickford. But I don't know why. But
I'll tell you what, Nick, the only reason you won is because I love doing the lower league career modes on Football Manager. That's it. That's where I got all of them from.
No, I just they're cheap ones to say, but you know.
And I'd only really be wondering if it was players Macclesfield could have bought in 2011.
All right, well, I think we'll leave it there. Thanks to everyone for taking part in the quiz. It's been a lot of fun. Alright, well, it's goodbye from me. Good night from my guests.
Good night!
Alright.
Night.
Good luck to all the clubs for pre season.
You played football already?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, you don't have to call me sir.
I like to be sir.
You never call me sir.
That's because you're immature.
It's because you're a hero, you don't need to be a sir.
I'm like Lord.
Lord, like Bentner.